But first and foremost, we're talking Little Hoops. And it's my pleasure to bring in Mr. Linton Garner, a former LaSalle boy.
Yes, that's right, Tony.
Who's a big man who played some ball himself as a youngster. And he's going to talk to us about the Joel Anthony Basketball Clinic. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony, and thank you for having us.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thank you for joining us in studio. And you're no longer a LaSalle boy, though. You told me that during the break.
That's great, but that's where the roots are, you know.
Yeah, that's where the roots are. You're right about that. Talk to us about your association with the Joel Anthony Basketball Clinic.
Well, first of all, I am a basketball coach, you know, in the city of Montreal. I'm an assistant coach at John Abbott College with the men's team. And I also coach a community team at the Snowden YMYWHA. But I'm also, first and foremost, a member of the Union United Church, which is the oldest black church in the province. We're celebrating our 107th anniversary. And Joel Anthony and his family have been members of that church for many years. And in fact, his mother, Irene Anthony, is the chairperson of the board at the church.
Fantastic.
And she got Joel to donate some of his time to help raise funds for our capital campaign, which is trying to rebuild the outdoor facade of the church, which is a heritage building. And it's taking a few millions of dollars to do so.
We're
in a $3 million campaign to get back into the church. And Joel has graciously lent his time to help us do that. And we thought, why not combine that with what he does naturally, which is basketball? And so my being on the committee for fundraising at the church, I thought this would be a perfect marriage. I've got the place, which is an excellent facility at the Snowden YMYWHA, which is up on 5400 Westbury Avenue in Montreal, Côte-des-Neiges-Snowden, as it will.
Yeah.
And they've graciously given us the opportunity to be able to hold a clinic there, which we'll be holding tomorrow, which is Saturday, July 13th, from 9 to 12 for those kids who are 12 years of age and under, and from 3 to 6 p.m. for those kids who are between the ages of 13 and 18.
Perfect. So is it too late for the kids to sign up to the clinic?
No, it's not too late. We'll take people to come in off the street. They'll be perfectly welcome. They can pre-register. I've got an email that they can email where they can just leave the name of their child and the age that they are, so I know which group to put them in.
So it's a one-day clinic?
It's a one-day clinic.
And what would be the fee associated with partaking in the clinic?
The fee is $40 per participant. We think that's really great, a great fee. It's just, again, it's a fundraiser.
Joel's going to be there?
Joe will be there.
So let me get this straight for a second. You come in, youngster, 12 years of age or less, or over 12 years of age. You have a three-hour basketball clinic.
Correct.
In Montreal, in which great coaches like yourself are going to be there. A great player like Joel Anthony of the Miami Heat. Going to be there.
Yeah, NBA champion.
NBA champion.
Two-time.
You're right about that. And the cost associated with taking in a clinic like this is $40. I'll tell you something. I am I'm a fan of every sport. More so a fan of soccer above all, okay? A clinic like this, I would pay a lot of money to be part of a clinic like that. I think $40 is really, really reasonable.
Well, I think so, too. I think we are very conscious, and the Y has been very conscious, of the community we serve. And there's lots of people who can't necessarily afford to go to a clinic where a major star like Joel Anthony might be appearing in other circumstances. And so the mission of the Y is really to be open to the community that it serves. And so we've decided that $40 will be, you know, the amount of money that we'll charge, and we will split the proceeds between our basketball program, which is the Wolves program, and the Union United Building Fund.
Can you talk to us at all about this clinic? I mean, what can we expect to see exactly? What are the kids going to pick up?
Well, the kids are going to pick up all the things that are fundamentals, which are great for any kid to learn at any age. I'm a proponent of the old school, like John Wooden, the 10-time national champ coach from UCLA, always said that three-quarters of his practices were fundamentals, from the beginning, the first practice, to the last practice of the season. So that's what we're going to teach kids. We're going to introduce them to the game. We're going to show them how you properly shoot, about rebounding, about ball handling, and about having some fun. Because if at the end of the day, if you are not having fun when you're playing a sport, you shouldn't be playing the sport. So we want it to be a fun and entertaining day for them, as well as that something that they'll be able to take away with them.
Linton, you've been part of basketball locally for a very long time.
Yes.
How have you seen it grow here in Montreal? I just go back to a year ago, preseason at the Bell Center, sold out. They're going to do another one this year. It's going to be sold out, I can only assume. Just within the last 5 to 10 years, the growth of basketball in Montreal at the amateur, you know, youth level.
It's been great. It's been fantastic. There are a number of great community associations that have been organizing basketball for many years. Organizations like the West Island Lakers, Brookwood, Sun Youth, Little Burgundy, Dawson, you know, Dawson Community Blues. They've been organizing these and giving opportunity for kids to play for close to nothing, actually. And it has grown exponentially. And as a matter of fact, I mean, you just have to look at what the costs are. I mean, I think there are more people who are playing basketball locally than are playing hockey. If you think of all your high schools and so on, the cost of putting uniforms and, mm-hmm. and running shoes versus what it costs you to play hockey these days, there's no wonder that it's gaining a lot of popularity.
Yeah, you can't even compare it to hockey. Hockey's just a different animal to itself.
Altogether.
Even though everybody loves it here in this country, so it's hard to even compete with it.
I'll tell you what, soccer's cost me a pretty penny this past year as well.
Well, you know, soccer's getting up there, but basketball's still at a reasonable price.
Winter soccer cost me $480. Mm-hmm. Summer soccer cost me $350. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. That's $830 right
but
there.
But most of the sports are around that price. Maybe basketball's a little lower. And hockey's around that as well. It's the equipment that goes along with the hockey.
We cut a check for $400 to partake in various tournaments and to get the kids the gear that they need. Mm. So you know what? That's $830 and four. That's $1,230. $1,232, $402 was the check.
Mm-hmm.
We picked up a couple of cleats. Mm-hmm. You know, the next day we paid $1,500 to play soccer this year. My son's 10 years old.
Yeah, that's why
basketball is really a great option. It's played at the same time of year. Mm-hmm. And you also get extra services with that, too. You don't get access to the arena at all different times for a hockey. At the Snowden YMHA, what happens is that when kids become members of a team, they also get membership at the Y. So they get to become there, use the pool, use all the other facilities. It's a great organization that's helped us with our director of basketball, Julia Perez, who's made this program and really grown the program for us. We're at the Ben Weider Sports Center, which is directed by Marla Gold, who's really given us access and really helped us with the staffing this, you know, for the clinic that's happening tomorrow. And then, of course, you know, due to the director, Marlene Jennings, who has really been behind us and supported us, you know, through this programming.
How nice is it to have a face in the NBA locally like Joel Anthony?
It's unbelievable. It really is. Yesterday, we took Joel. He went to a couple of basketball clinics at the Trevor Williams Foundation, also at Jay Hoops up at the Bialik High School up in Côte Saint-Luc, and the kids were just amazed. And he really gave them, inspired them, give them hope. He said, look, I'm a local boy just like you. I grew up out here, and I've made it through hard work, through dedication, through discipline, and you can do it too because I was just like you with dreams of, you know, someday playing, you know, in the NBA.
Well, it's pretty amazing. There's no bigger inspiration, right, that a local boy from here, man, from here, from our city,
that's right,
is playing in the National Basketball Association.
Two-time champ.
And found himself on a team with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh and company, and is a two-time champion. That's pretty cool. We, Mr. Garner, we wish you all the best in trying to come up with a way to get the $3 million, because it's a pretty big amount.
It is.
But good for you for your hard work and what you've done in the community. And you know what, your overall commitment to the church.
Well, thank you very kindly, Everett. Much appreciated. Thanks for the opportunity. I also want to, I know you're kind of a gear guy. I want to present you with a shooting shirt from the YMYWHA Wolves basketball program with our thanks for allowing us to be on today. And then hopefully that this word gets out today and we get great registration for tomorrow.
I will gladly wear it right away. Is it a medium?
Yes, it is.
It'll fit me perfectly. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tony.
All right. Ivan Zanata is around the corner to talk to us about life in the KHL. TSN 690.